Yo, it's your boy, Goyard Joe, back. This is actually the return from exile. Let me turn off this metronome. All right, how are we doing today, people? I don't know where this is gonna go out, but we back down, baby. We back down. Consistency is truly my issue. I've been thinking a lot, and just the whole thing of me being consistent with something and wanting something enough, like. I look around in my life and I see that, damn, you can want this, you can want that, but when it's something of importance, something that you're good at, I really just don't tap in with it. And that's something that's plagued me and it angers me because I see it. I know I can be great and I will be great. And this would be a good avenue to be successful in at first. I know success isn't gonna come overnight. I can be doing it for a year to no avail, but at least I'd be consistent with something. That's really the thing. I just want to be a lot more consistent with this podcast. And I feel like I can go places with it, eventually get a setup, get a camera. Like I have a decent mic right now and I can get people mic'd up, have conversations because I feel like, well, now nah, I feel like people tell me I'm a funny guy. So I can really bounce off the energy of people and be me the best way that I can be me. So I would love for you guys to tell your mothers, really, particularly. I'm out here cougar hunting, so kind of want me a MILF, fat, milky titties, but that's just my opinion. But please tap in. Tap in with me because I'm finna tap in, baby. Let's get this money. Fuck wrong with you, bitch. But. Oh, and I don't know what the profanity. No, I'm still gonna curse because it's a part of me. So we're gonna get this money, fellas. Give me to the end of this year. Spotify gonna come with the brand deal. They gonna come with the yo. Give me a Joe Rogan type. Give me a DJ Ag type deal. Spotify original, baby. You know what I'm saying? Real spicy. But we gonna get it. Barstool gonna come catch your boy. Throw me that money like Gillo and Wally. I'm finna do it. Mark it. I'm going to do it. But this is just something to bring us back. It's not gonna be that long. I'm capping off at maybe 10 minutes, but I'm looking now and it's about to be 3 minutes. And I don't know what I'm gonna talk about for 7 minutes, but we're gonna flow it. We're gonna just tumbleweed it through until 10 minutes. So school has been great. Okay. Last semester, fucking my best semester, like academically ever in life. I got all A minuses. I'm not trying to be that guy, but I was on the dean's list. And like, yo, I'm not gonna lie. I'm really not one to flex my accomplishments or anything like that. But that shit made my dick hard. I'm like, fuck. Like, damn, bro, I didn't know. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know I had that in me, And it feels good when you see yourself be successful and you can look back like, damn, that's what I did. And like, I can do it again, if you ever did something and you're just like, damn, I don't know if I can do that. Like, I knocked down a baddie and like, I knew I dropped some good dick on her, but I'm like, damn, am I gonna be able to get another chance to hit? And that's the thing, I feel like I put my best stroke forward, and I did. I got to hit again, people. Like, yo, I was surprised because I'm like, she was a bougie motherfucker. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm like, Josiah, why is you even? You don't even fuck with bougie girls, you know what I'm saying? But then she let me hit again. But then she kind of liked it me too because she was the one that put it in my head. She was like, you, this isn't, this is just casual. But then she getting all attached to me, because I'm funny, Well, I'm not saying I'm funny, but people think I'm funny. So I would hope that I can be funny. But yeah, that was crazy. So it's really like it's one of those things. Like I can, well, not one of those things because in that situation I felt like I couldn't. But this situation I feel like I can go get another 3.5 GPA. And it's crazy because my mom FaceTimed me and she sent me a picture of it. I'm like, damn, Josiah. Like, fuck all the other accomplishments that you really had. This is the one that sticks. This feels good. This feels real good, you know. If I, it's the type of thing that you want to tell your grandmother, you know, not to completely delve into getting all sad and mushy, you know. If I had a grandmother, I would really be telling her, be like, look, granny, you know, look at what I did. I made you proud. I made my mom proud. Made everybody proud, you know. So enough of that mushy shit. But, yo, the podcast is coming back up, man. I'm not going to lie. I got to get some people slated on here. But, like, I have a lot of topics. Like, the whole shit with Charleston White. People, this is the funniest Negro on the internet right now. And I'm on here, too. I'm not even, you know, the streets say I'm funny. I don't say I'm funny. But he is the funniest nigga on the internet right now, currently. And you can't tell me anybody. Like, I don't know when this is going to drop, but a couple days ago, he was, DJ Academics, he dropped the podcast with Charleston White again, and I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Here we go. It's about to, like, that's going to be a banger. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm sure it's going to be a banger. What else? Yeah, like, Charleston White, my video, well, not a video. But hopefully I can get this podcast to be a video podcast. That'd be nice, you know. But, excuse me, I'm losing my train of thought because I'm just free-spieling all of this. But Charleston White, I want to talk about him a little bit because he's hilarious. And, like, the shit he does on a daily, like, he made Soulja Boy. He said, toy niggas walking up on me. Y'all niggas don't want to talk? That shit is hilarious. Like, he ain't wrong. Toy motherfuckers walk up to you. I'm pulling out a gun or some weapon. I don't, like, y'all niggas too deep to want to talk to me. What'd he say? Fuck, I want to talk to a nigga for. Like, no, this man is hilarious. And he just don't be missing. Like, either he's going to say something completely on point or he's going to spaz off and say something completely off the hinge. And that's the duality of him. That's the good part of him. That what are we going to get? Like, some people say, well, me, my mouth is slick. You know, I just say shit so quick and just say crazy shit. But he takes it to another level. I aspire to stuff like that joke. But, yeah, I want to mock up a Charleston White one episode. I want to have some people on here. I want to have my man's Kadir on here because he's the reason I'm called Goyard Joe. And I kind of feel like I'm failing him, you know. That's my dog. And he tapping in with the music stuff, and I'm not tapping in with this, and I should be, because obviously people say I'm good at it, you know, so I feel like I should, and I will, so I want to have him back on, because it's been a shit ton of crazy stuff that's happened since we last talked, and I don't know, I'm in college, so I want to have some crazy stories, like, have some people on here talk about some crazy shit that happens on NIU's campus. Yeah, it's just like I got so much I want to do and so much I want to do with this podcast. So I'm just make the best of it, baby. You know, hey, and hell, if somebody want to help, hit me, you know, hit me on Snap, hit me on Instagram. If you really fuck with me, you got my number. So just text me if you're listening to this, but I would hope people are listening to this and actually do reach out. Because, you know, I don't want to get rich and wealthy by myself. I want to bring up some people. You know, if you got some ideas or if you do something, let's get together and tap in. Like, I'm a funny nigga. This is what the streets say. I'm a funny guy. So, hell, just let me know what we can do and we can get that shit done. But damn, I did it. I got to it. We're at 9:23 right now. Kind of want to go a little over. This is like really therapeutic, just talking, and not even because, oh, he's not conceited. What's the word? I guess you could say, oh, he's conceited. He just wants to hear his own voice. No, it's just really talking and venting. This is very therapeutic, and I feel like I got something to say. So why people can't hear it? yeah. Excuse me. I have like so many ideas, so much stuff I want to do. And I feel like I'm going to do it this year. Mark it. I'm recording this Monday, January 30th at 5:11. Well, I started at 5:01. Yes, 5:11 now. It's my grandmother's birthday. It's crazy. Shout out Gwen. That's my slime. She's the reason I'm here, literally. But there's so much I want to do, and I'm going to do it. So why not take along some people with me, have some fun. Like, I'm going to have some, I'm going to tap in, get some people around campus on here. You know, just have a whole bunch of people talking about some stuff, you know, because we all broke college students. And, yo, my folks got stories, you know, shit happens here crazy. I've seen some crazy shit myself. So all in all, I'm just trying to make this podcast the best it can be. I want to be the best man that I can be and just be that nigga, man. Because who else gonna be it if not me?